From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonso reporting. A senior U.S. official says the United States and Cuba have agreed to reopen embassies in each other's capitals for the first time in more than 50 years. The White House says President Barack Obama plans to make a statement on Cuba Wednesday from the Rose Garden, while Secretary of State John Kerry will speak in Vienna, where he's taking part in nuclear talks with Iran. Cuba's foreign ministry says the chief of U.S. interest section in Havana will deliver a note Wednesday from Mr. Obama on reopening the embassies. Greece is officially in default after missing a $1.8 billion loan payment to the International Monetary Fund. European finance ministers Tuesday decided against extending a bailout program for Greece. The ministers plan to hold more talks on Wednesday, but the Dutch finance minister said it would be crazy to extend the program.
An extension of the old program simply isn't possible. Now it also isn't possible for practical reasons. It runs out in a couple of hours. But also politically, the situation hasn't changed. There is no new ground to go back to that.
The Greek government is balking at demands from the EU for more economic austerity. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, thousands of bank branches across Greece are open to pensioners who do not have ATM cards and need to withdraw cash. Egypt's Islamic State affiliate claimed responsibility for a wave of attacks Wednesday in the Sinai Peninsula that security officials said killed at least 20 soldiers. The attacks against multiple military checkpoints included a suicide bombing near the town of Sheikh Zuid. An Islamic State group statement said the militants hit 15 different checkpoints in those attacks. You are listening to VOA News. Hundreds of pro-democracy activists took to the streets of Hong Kong Wednesday as the city marks the 18th anniversary of its handover from British to Chinese rule. Thousands of police are on standby for the annual march. It's the first large-scale protest since police forcibly cleared pro-democracy demonstrators from the streets late last year. The protest comes less than 2 weeks after pro-democracy legislators blocked a China-backed proposal that would have led a committee of elite screen candidates for the city's first leadership election. Indonesian authorities say the death toll from the military transport plane crash has spiked to 141 as rescuers continue searching the wreckage in a residential neighborhood on the island of Sumatra. The Hercules C-130 crashed into two houses and a hotel Tuesday, minutes after takeoff from an airbase in Medan, that's Indonesia's third largest city. No survivors have been found. Meanwhile, the Air Force on Wednesday is grounding its fleet of cargo planes after that airplane crash in the city of Medan. More than 140 bodies have been recovered from the site. VOA's Steve Harmon has more details.
Indonesia's president, Joko Widodo, is vowing to replace all old military planes after the tragedy in Medan, the latest in a series of deadly air crashes going back a quarter of a century. In a message sent via the Twitter social media site, the president wrote, "There must be an evaluation of the age of planes and defense systems. Hopefully we can stay away from disasters." Steve Herman, VOA News, Bangkok.
A new report from the United Nations Refugee Agency shows that a record 137,000 migrants have made the journey across the Mediterranean Sea so far this year. That's an 83% increase compared to the same period last year. The UN High Commission on Refugees released a report Wednesday saying Europe is living through a maritime refugee crisis of historic proportions as those migrants make the risky journey to seek better living and economic conditions in Europe. The increase in number of migrants has placed a strain on Europe's resources, particularly those of Italy and Greece, which is a first stop for many migrants crossing the sea. China's parliament has adopted a sweeping new national security law that critics say will further enshrine and expand the country's suppression of political dissent. The largely ceremonial National People's Congress passed the bill Wednesday with 144 yes votes in one abstention. That's according to the official Xinhua News Agency. The law allows authorities to take all necessary measures to safeguard territorial sovereignty and ensure full control over the country's already tightly censored internet. I'm Frances Alonso in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.